Hello and welcome to an All-Star Weekend edition of the NBA Outlet presented by OTGBasketball.com. Be sure to follow OTG on Twitter at OTGBasketball. Also hit that subscribe button. I'm your host, Nick Fay. With me as always, Harris Wishard. And on a special crossover episode, we have OTG Central Intelligence over here, Corey Waldron and Matthew Handel. What's up, guys?
Nick, Harris, thanks for having us on. It's great. It's a cool day to have the crossover edition. Matt, 2 days in a row. Happy to hear you as well again today.
Corey, don't make me blush. Harris and Nick, thanks for having us on, man. Let's get this rolling.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Obviously, NBA All-Star Weekend, New Orleans. I know you guys were, you know, before we went on, talking a little crap about the celebrity game, which I actually like. Didn't even rising stars. But, yeah, some fun stuff. Dunk contest, three-point contest. So we'll get our predictions and look forward to it.
A lot of stuff All-Star Weekend. Before we talk about the events, let's talk about, you know, Kevin Love was injured. He's out 6 weeks with a knee injury, successful surgery. Carmelo Anthony replaced him. Do you guys think that was the right pick to replace Love?
No. Jacob Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal's been killing it this year when he's been healthy. I know he missed a few games early on in the season, but since he's been healthy, like him and John Wall have been so crucial to that Warriors, that Wizards run, that I think he was more deserving. Personally.
Yeah, and I mean, the Wizards are a top three team in the East. I think they have 10 more wins than the Knicks. What are your thoughts, Matt Harris?
Yeah, I thought Bradley Beal as well. Wizards are better than the Knicks, and I mean, he's putting up great numbers too. So how surprised can you be with the All-Star selections? But I thought Beal over Melo was going to be the for sure thing.
Are you guys putting me in the position to defend Carmelo Anthony?
You can go ahead and do it if you want.
Or try.
I actually was thinking Whiteside for a second. I thought big on big, you know, being that Love's a forward and, you know, the Heat have been pretty hot lately. I thought he would be a decent selection also. But in order, I probably would have said Whiteside, Beal, and then Melo. 1, 2, 3 in that order.
Yeah, I mean, I think Beal for sure. I wouldn't say Whiteside. I would actually maybe be more favored for, like, Dragic because I thought he's been a bigger part of their run. Melo, I think the NBA went with him from like a financial standpoint. Obviously, it makes sense to have somebody from New York in the All-Star game. He's a big-name player. You know, he still has some star power. But Beal obviously does more on the court, and their numbers are really similar, and obviously the Wizards are the better team.
Yeah.
It would have been fun to lose Porzingis over Melo, though, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Honestly. Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised it wasn't Porzingis. If there's anyone from the Knicks, I kind of thought it was going to be Porzingis.
It would be kind of cool, too, to see Porzingis. I mean, he enjoyed himself last night in the Rising Stars game. The kid was racking up dunks all over the place. But let's talk celebrity game. Harris, I know this is your event.
Yeah.
What did you like? What did you think about it?
That was my event. I just like to see some of the owners out there, like Cuban and the Bucks out there.
Oh, my Lord.
Jason Williams making an appearance, white chocolate with the elbow pass. No, as far as basketball goes, it's awful quality, but I just think it's kind of fun. And then they had the kid out there, Jarius, what was his last name? Robinson, maybe?
Yeah.
But, and he had, you know, the issues that he's going through, and he had the bucket. So, I don't know. I just think it's pretty cool. And then obviously not to have Kevin Hart out there was felt like somebody was missing. Michael Rapport, one of my guys, too. I like to see him out there. But, I don't know. I just think it's a fun event.
I like to watch how bad some of the guys are.
Yeah, that's true.
Mark, I'm not going to be
out. Like, big head mode on. Does anyone else notice how big his head is?
Who?
Mark Cuban. Like, I didn't realize.
Smart guy. Bigger head, smart guy.
No, I noticed how bad he was, though. Jesus.
He looked gassed after, like, a first season. I saw him, like, on the bench talking to Draymond Green, and Draymond Green's probably just, like, dying thinking about it.
Draymond Green, he was on his phone, like, he was texting, like, most of the game. This is funny. He's like, I'm assistant coach. I don't really have to coach, so, I mean, I got stuff to do.
Are you guys tired of the amount of press that Jameel Hill and Michael Smith have been getting for that new show on
absolutely not. No, because it's a good – have you watched the show yet?
I've seen bits of it.
Yeah, it's good. So I think that they can, you know, give them another week, and then after that, yeah, that's too much. But I think it's deserved because I like the show. So
I gave up on ESPN a long time ago.
Oh, wow.
They have that corny commercial where, like, she's James Harden and, like, their other, like, celebrities. Like, he's Thor. Yeah. So corny. Like, I just can't do it.
I'm not going to stick up for him 1-on-3 that much. I don't think it's that good, but I thought it was decent.
So let's talk about the Rising Star game, though. You know, honestly, this has become one of my favorite events. You obviously see the young town around the league. Now it's World versus USA. The World came out victorious. What are you guys' takeaways? Obviously, Jamal Murray was MVP. Who stuck out? Who disappointed?
Well, first, I want to say how awesome it is that we have enough European talent, like international talent, to have a World versus USA game.
True.
Like, that's, for me, that's like the coolest thing about it, is that we have like so much talent coming from outside the United States right now in the NBA.
And it's like good talent too, and they won. So
yeah. And they were down. Weren't they down late in the fourth quarter?
USA came back and took the – they were up most of the game, and then USA took the lead, and then the World took it back. And then
yeah.
It's not like the Olympics where the United States team just kills all the other teams. It's actually nice to see. And I like it because it's like another game where you can showcase like the younger talent. You have the All-Star game, and then you can have, you know, something for the fans to look forward to in a couple years. And some of these guys are already proven stars anyway, like Porzingis and – Carl Anthony Towns, so I thought it was really nice to showcase that talent.
Yeah, and you get to see him play in different roles, bigger roles, more relaxed. You kind of have a little bit more idea of what they can do or what they've been working on.
That's true.
Yeah, only 95 combined threes were taken in the game.
No big deal.
And 191 points, and obviously those stand out. But not a lot of defense in this one, but like you guys said, a lot nice to showcase the world talent. This used to be a rookie-sophomore game.
Yes. Yeah.
And now they've been able to kind of push it to World USA. Like Corey mentioned, it's cool that they have enough of those players to and talent of those players to make that, to be that the case. So it was cool. And, you know, just like you said, I saw some of the highlights and all the three-pointers that were put up. And Frank Kaminsky, my guy Frank the Tank, 9-for-13 from deep. So shout out to Kaminsky, who's – I think he's kind of carved out a nice niche for himself in Charlotte.
Yeah, no. I think that game, that was a nice game and probably helped his confidence. That was like the most dialed in he's looked in the NBA. Obviously, it's an All-Star game, so there wasn't much defense, but it was still nice to see. I mean, if I'm a Nuggets fan, I'm pretty happy coming away from last night. Jamal Murray's looking great. Nikola Jokic is great. So they're two building blocks for you going forward that I think are going to make a big difference.
Two future All-Stars.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, I agree with you.
You guys think – I have a question for you. Do you guys think that the rookie-sophomore format or, like, this format's better?
This one.
I like this format better. Like Corey had mentioned, I think it does a good job showcasing the international talent. And it you kind of just get a, like, good feel. And that way you don't have to worry about, like – sometimes they had put rookies or sophomores on the teams that weren't even that great. They just needed to fill out the roster, so.
That's true.
Yeah, I also like this format better as well. It's if you have enough of the world talent to do it, then I think it's just a better look for the NBA on a popularity standpoint.
Yeah, and going forward, I think they're going to even have more world talent, so it's going to be like harder for them to pick, I think.
Speaking of the world, did I hear something come up over All-Star Weekend that Kyrie Irving believes the Earth is flat?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Was that for real?
He really thinks that, I guess.
Oh,
Wilson Chandler does too. Wilson Chandler agreed.
It's science. It's not even like an opinion where you can take a stance on it. It's science.
It was like B.O.B. came out with a song not that long ago where he was saying the Earth was flat, and he was like taking shots at that science guy.
Bill Nye?
I don't know. I don't think it was
Bill Nye. That's the only
science guy.
Bill Nye's the GOAT. He's just the GOAT. I mean, he's like the Michael Jordan of science.
So. If Kyrie Irving thinks the world is flat, let him think the world is flat. If he continues to play the way he's playing, it's not like the end of a bench guy. And then you have to wonder if that might be affecting the way he carries himself.
Kyrie, we're going to have to, you know, take some minutes from you. You think the world's flat. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, he's been pretty funny, though, in like what I've seen of him All-Star Weekend.
He's like that quiet guy that you don't think has jokes, but he's like, he has some good jokes.
He really does. Him and Westbrook were pretty funny on the sidelines last night.
And he's pro the starter show, so I don't like that either.
What do you guys think about CJ McCollum being a sideline reporter last night?
He went to school for journalism too.
Yeah, so. He's wrote some good stuff for the Player Tribune.
Yeah, he's pretty, like, I thought that was cool of them to give him that shot and stuff.
And so I think he probably went to the poor, you know, I think he probably also went to a school in Lehigh that he was required to do his work.
Yeah.
Isaac Gunn, not a shot fired at some of these other schools, but
Definitely a shot fired.
McCollum was probably doing it. Was probably doing his schoolwork.
Yeah, and it's cool because you know the players are going to say more to him than they would you know the other guys yeah. sometimes. So that's I true. Thought that was nice.
That's true.
You think they're going to do some sort of tribute to Sager at some point this weekend?
I would imagine.
I think all the mics I think say Sager on them.
Yeah.
There you go.
I bet they do it like before at halftime of the All-Star game.
Yeah,
probably.
I'm sure they will.
Well, his family was there. I saw on Instagram his family was there. Like they put him on the Jumbotron. So they're already like kind of like putting him into the games and stuff. So,
well, tonight we got Saturday night. Sometime this is some people's favorite night of the weekend. First, we start with the Taco Bell Skills Challenge. We got Devin Booker, DeMarcus Cousins, Anthony Davis, Nikola Jokic, Gordon Hayward, Kristaps Porzingis, Isaiah Thomas, and John Wall. Who's your favorite to win this and why?
John Wall. Simply because we've seen him make some crazy passes already this year. He's super quick. And I'm on the Wizards train, I think. I just love everyone on that Wizards team. So I'm rolling with John Wall.
Corey, you already took my pick once, and now you took my other pick. So I had John Wall too, but if I had to pick a second, I'd probably take Isaiah Thomas. I just like
now I gotta change my pick. I'm sticking with Wall.
I'm just gonna stick with Wall too, just because I think he's got some things to do in the Skills Challenge. But I mean, there's some other people in there too, so it's gonna. I think, like, just like all the competitions, I think it's gonna be a close one.
Harris, what do you got?
Let me go with going an upset. I'm gonna go with Anthony Davis as a big winning the contest.
Oh, my lord!
My number one pick is John Wall, but Anthony Davis is my number two.
It's a wild card. Didn't a big win this a couple years ago?
Yeah,
Carl Anthony Towns won it, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he did.
Well, he's not going to be in it now, right?
Well, yeah, because he's out with injury. Jokic replaced him. But, I mean, I think Wall has obviously the most athletic advantage because I think he's the fastest one in the event.
That's no question.
Yeah, so Davis, I think, also has, you know, he's super athletic. It'll be interesting to see if he can, you know, keep pace with the young with the fast guards.
Wait, Embiid can't do it? He was at the Meek Mill concert. Why can't he do that? Why can't he do the skills check?
Jokic is my dark horse. That was my number two. I have
can pass.
John Wall doesn't win, it's going to be him.
He can pass.
So on to the next event, three-point contest. This one's kind of disappointing. We talked about this before. There's no big men in this contest, which makes no sense. They should either, you know, have big men in this, or they should have, like, a separate contest for guys that are 6'8 and over.
Well, how do they pick? They go by percentage?
I don't even know. And they don't go by percentage because I heard Ingles on the Jazz, who's, like, been 1-2 in the league, wasn't even invited to the event, so...
Well, Otto Porter's not in it either, is he?
Yeah, so I would think they probably didn't invite him. Yeah. So we got Eric Gordon, Kyrie Irving, Kyle Lowry, Wes Matthews, CJ McCollum, Klay Thompson, Kemba Walker, Nick Young. Who's your favorite?
I really like this group. I got to be honest with you, though. This is an interesting group. There's no, like, straight three-point shooter, really, besides Eric Gordon and, like, Klay.
Nick Young.
But I'm going with Kyrie. I picked Kyrie yesterday on Central Intelligence, so I kind of have to keep rolling with that. I'm picking a Kyrie-Clay final, and then the Kyrie beats Clay. So it's kind of like the Cavs still getting the Warriors' head before the playoffs.
Uh-oh. Oh, gosh.
It was really well thought out. Trust me, I was on top of this.
We talked about it on Central Intelligence, and like Corey, I had Clay, Kyrie final, but I'll go with Clay on this one. He has one of my favorite jump shots in the league, and I don't even think he's going to miss one the entire competition, so.
Stop.
Okay.
No, he's not. He won't miss one the entire night. So, Klay Thompson, Nick Young's probably my least favorite player in the NBA. I just don't. I don't like Nick Young. So, as long as Nick Young doesn't win this and my boy Klay, not my boy Klay because I don't really like him like that, but he's got a good jump shot. So, give me Klay. That's my pick tonight.
I don't know. I think you must like him. You said he's not going to miss all night, so.
No, I despise him on the court, but he has a great jump shot, and this is a good competition.
Interesting take.
Harris, what about you?
I'm gonna take an upset in this.
Here we go.
I'm going to go with CJ McCollum from the Portland Trailblazers.
Okay.
That's a good pick. I like it.
It might be unpopular, and I don't know. I just feel that Klay obviously is the favorite defending his title, but I'm going to go a little bit outside the box and take – he kind of embarrassed himself last year in this contest, McCollum, if you remember, even like an air ball and his numbers weren't good.
Yeah, he talked about it last night a little bit.
Yeah, he said he was caught off guard. He was told the day before. So I think now that he knows, I think he's got a good chance to get hot.
It was the dog barking in the bushes, and you know,
he only had one day. There's a lot, you know.
Oh my! A question though: will he interview himself after he shoots?
Maybe.
That'd be
both roles.
I'm gonna go with Kyrie. I think Kyrie, he's won in the past, I'm pretty sure, and I think he's gonna win again tonight. He just seems like really relaxed.
Yeah,
clutch shooting is kind of his thing.
Corey, you went with who?
I went with Kyrie. I went with Kyrie in a final with Clay. Wait, who's everyone's dark horse? Because everyone's got to have a dark horse.
Well, I'll go with CJ McCollum.
I don't have a dark horse. Nope.
See, I'm going with the Hoosier. I'm going with Eric Gordon.
Yeah, my dark horse is that Clay doesn't miss a shot, and he drinks a beer after he shoots. He's going to drink a beer in between each rack.
You got a Warrior jersey right now? Jesus.
My dark horse is Nick Young.
Nick Young could get hot and he could win. Yeah. That's what's crazy. Yeah. Is he really?
It'd be such a Nick Young thing to do, to win a 3-point contest.
My dark horse would probably be Zaza Pachulia. He comes out of the stands.
Stop.
And he's dropping bombs.
Of course, another Warrior.
Another Warrior. Yeah, Matt, we'll underline an issue right now. But onto the dunk contest. Aaron Gordon, DeAndre Jordan, Glenn Robinson III, Derrick Jones Jr. You know, last year we had one of the best dunk contests in recent time. Who do you think is going to come out? Who's going to surprise us? Who's going to throw down the best dunk of the night?
Well, I'm coming out with some bias. I'm saying Glenn Robinson III. I've seen some dunks from him in practice. He throws down some crazy dunks. He actually has some hops.
Tell us a little bit about his dunking, because obviously not the average fan hasn't seen a ton of Glenn Robinson III, and even when he's playing for the Pacers, it's not like he's the biggest offensive weapon.
Wait a minute.
scouting report, man. Come on.
Harris put out he won't win Corey on the caption, so I had to get that little chuckle.
I know. There's a chat that you could use on the side that I utilize.
That is a very good tool. I'm going to have to steal that one day. All right. You know, he doesn't throw down any crazy in-game dunks, but he has a lot of power. He's very quick. He can jump off 1 or 2 feet. I mean, I've seen him dunk from almost the free throw line in a game before already this season. So he has the hops, and Paul George has already hinted that he's going to be involved tonight in some way. So I'm just expecting a little bit of some flash and flair from Glenn Robinson.
Yeah, but power's not going to win the competition, Corey. Come on now, man. I mean, if that was the case, give it to DeAndre Jordan, man. I mean, Jones Jr., he's going to be out there. He's going to throw the best dunk of the night, but Aaron Gordon's going to take this one easy. Not even a competition. He's going to do better than last year. Obviously, Levine's not out there, so that kind of makes me sad. But you know what? Aaron Gordon, he's going to win. He got snubbed. Some say he got snubbed last year, but I don't. I mean, it was so close, but
I don't think he should have won, but they should have gave him a tie.
Yeah,
because his dunk was definitely a 50. Because yeah. I think Shaq's the one who didn't give him a 10. Like, he double pumped in midair. Like, that's extremely hard to do.
Yeah. No, but I got Aaron Gordon tonight.
I'm just relieved this contest is no longer like eight guys, and it's like it was in that bracket format for like a couple years.
It was like you could text in, wasn't it? Like all the fans had all the vote or something. They didn't even have judges that one year. I swear they
heard something weird. I think Kevin Wall won that year.
It was trash. Levine and
Gordon did last year, kind of brought some juice back to the contest, because there was parts of the league that were talking about how the 3-point contest was more anticipated than the actual dunk contest. And that was really nice to have that back. But I'm going to go with Gordon also. I don't know enough about the other two, Robinson and Jones. What's his name? Derek. What is it?
Derek Jones Jr.
Yeah. Who hasn't even dunked in the NBA this season. Is that true still?
Yeah, it's still true.
It is.
And DeAndre Jordan he's in the role of that big that's just there to be a big, you know, like Drummond was there for like 3 seconds last year.
I mean, I think DeAndre, though, has at least like a small chance, a better chance than Drummond. Like, I don't even know what Drummond went in the first
Drummond
place.
Was just huge. Like, he's a like big boy.
DeAndre's probably had some of the best in-game dunks in the last few seasons, like when he murdered Brandon Knight.
Yeah. Yeah, but the thing is Chris Paul going to come out?
Yeah, someone will come out. I think he'll be able to get – I think having the extra all-star out there will help, but I'm going to go there on Gordon. I don't think anybody really competes with him. Like, the stuff that he did was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And he said he's going to do a dunk that we've never seen before.
How was that even? I don't know.
I mean,
last year he did a dunk we've never seen before.
Unless he does like a backflip and then dunks it in the air.
I mean, you just got to get creative.
The dark horse is the kid, the D-League, Derrick Jones Jr. That's got to be.
Yeah, that's no doubt. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got some real hops. Like, have you seen his highlights on YouTube? So
yeah.
You guys are all wrong. I respect it, though.
Well, maybe they'll get a W for you, Corey. You know,
these are bodies.
First one in a while.
First one in a while. True. Yeah. Are we going to do the All-Star Game MVP or
are
we going to win?
Oh, yeah, we're on to the final event, All-Star Game. What are you guys looking for storyline-wise and player-wise? And then give me your pick to win and your MVP pick.
I'm looking forward to seeing Durant and Westbrook. I don't care. Yeah. I don't care. I want to see them on the sideline. I'm just interested. I know nothing's going to happen. And sorry, Harris, too late. But I don't know. I know it's nothing. They're not going to fight. They're not probably even going to share any words, to be honest with you. I'm aware, but I still look forward to seeing how awkward it may be at times or how much Westbrook doesn't pass the ball to somebody on the Warriors. I'm just interested to see how that goes. Paul George said he's going to drop 50 because he dropped 41 last year, so I'm seeing if he backs up his word. And the West is probably going to win by 40.
Nope. All right, so I'm looking forward to two things. I'm looking forward to the fashion week that Russell Westbrook keeps talking about. That seems to be a good topic. And I want to just see everyone get along, you know. Just I want them to just come together and be friends again. So, no. And the defense, too, of the All-Star game. That's another thing I want to watch. No, but this is the year, guys, that LeBron James, he's taking home MVP. You know, he's a little bit older. We all know that. But he's going to rest when he's retired. So, I'm thinking my boy LeBron, he's taking MVP tonight. And also, I'm taking the East to win this year. It's, you know, the West is always better, but, you know, I'm taking the East.
Harris?
Yeah. I don't – with Durant saying that – did you see that when he asked the question about who is the best in-game dunker in the league right now?
Yeah, on the off the glass. Yeah.
And he said – oh, yeah, you posted that. So
yeah.
yeah, I just think it's going to get squashed. I don't think West – I don't think it's going to be – I don't think it's going to be as big of a deal as people are making it out to be. Maybe I'm wrong, and then a fist fight breaks out in the middle of the All-Star game. But okay. I know everyone's looking forward to it, and people want something to happen, or Matt wants the peace. Some people want to see a continued, you know, between those two. I'm looking forward most to – I'm looking forward to those first-time All-Stars. I want to see how the Greek Freak is under that the big lights in New Orleans. I'm looking forward to – who are the other two? There's Isaiah Thomas for – or his second year.
Yeah, Kemba Walker.
Kemba Walker.
Gordon Hayward.
DeAndre. Hey, Harris, just say it, man. You're wearing your Steph Curry jersey right now. You're looking forward
to it. No, I'm not.
You're looking forward to it. Come on. You want him to drop 60 or something crazy.
Westbrook's not going to win the MVP, though. I think it's going to go to – give me a West win and a Kawhi Leonard MVP.
Okay.
Ooh, I like that.
LeBron.
Yeah, I mean, I think that obviously we care about the Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook storyline. It'll be interesting if Steve Kerr decides to play four Warriors and Westbrook together.
I hope he does.
I hope so.
Steve Kerr's that guy, too. Like, I feel like he's a good troll.
I think that he might do it just for at least like a few minutes.
I hope he does.
All he's done is win in the NBA, and he's a good troll.
Oh, my gosh, Harris. Stop. Don't take it too soon. Did you see what he said about it? He said he's got good jokes, man.
Yeah,
it was a compliment. It was a compliment. He's got good jokes.
I don't think those guys are going to be out there together.
I hope.
Now, I don't know.
I bet they do.
At least for a little bit. But as far as the game, obviously we're not going to see a ton of defense. I'm going to go with the West winning and Anthony Davis winning MVP.
Okay.
Hold do we all get the West win?
Nope. East, baby. LBJ.
Oh, yes.
I really don't think LeBron will win MVP, though, because I think that he's going to use this as rest because he's been playing so many minutes. It'd be kind of stupid for him to go hard in the All-Star game, in my opinion.
East by 10, LBJ, 45 and 10.
Wow. And we have 10 assists.
Flames. There's flames on that take right there. Come on.
I mean, I think that, like, he obviously could do it, but I don't think he wants to. I don't think he's interested in it. It's not for the best interest of the Cavs in their season, especially with Love going down.
No, you're definitely right, but I'm sticking with it.
I don't think I picked an MVP. I picked Westbrook, though, in my head for MVP.
Yeah, I mean, I would say Westbrook would have a chance, but he's not going to get enough minutes, I don't think, to win MVP.
I can see that.
Like, you know, because he's not a starter, and Steve Kerr is going to want to play like the starters more. So that's why I didn't pick him. That's why I want to
win. Best his players.
Yeah, imagine. That'd be kind of funny.
But well, hasn't that been like the strategy if you're the coach to kind of drain everybody else of the competition?
That's a good idea.
I can see Leonard out there for like 35 minutes.
It's like James Harden, Kawhi Leonard both play for like the whole game.
They try to check themselves out, but Kerr just keeps checking them in.
Right after Ted takes out Curry, whoever else is starting.
But
161-142 West.
I think it'll be closer. I think it'll be probably like a 10-point game. Within
I said 40 points, so I'm going 160-120.
Wow.
120. Come on.
The West is going to win by 40.
I'll have that at halftime.
I said the West is winning by 40. I was feeling the East.
120 for the East? Come on.
No, they're going to be more. They're going to score more than that.
The East has a ton of guards, so like I feel like they're just going to be launching threes all over the place.
170-130. I got to keep 40 somewhere.
Oh, my gosh. 200-160.
All right, but that wraps it up for today. Hope you guys have a great All-Star weekend. Enjoy your cupcakes, and I'll talk to you next week.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.